Righto, the voices you are hearing are the voices of my guests tonight predicting the fall here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. So we've been talking about the various shenanigans that you've had from your live shows. What places have you been playing in recently?
Recently, we've been a bit quiet, haven't we? Playing a lot of local stuff. Where have we been recently? What do you think?
What was the last one?
Deal.
Yeah.
Margate, Canterbury, Deal.
Yeah, we're playing a lot of local stuff at the moment, trying to build up a scene at home. We did a tour in September, where we did the whole of the UK in 9 days.
Good times.
That was good, all the way up to Glasgow and back.
That was impressive going.
Three countries in 3 days, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
And what was it? We were voted the sixth most popular band to come to Wales.
I think it was most popular. I don't know. I think they said, was it the sixth best?
Something along those
sixth
lines.
Best band to visit Wales in 2010.
Local
band to visit. We're not local, we're not from Wales.
Yeah, but
local band to visit.
All right, I've got you.
Oh, it's on.
What are your favourite places to play? What would you say have been your best gigs?
Glasgow. That was definitely yeah, that was fun.
Tell us about playing in Glasgow, Simon.
You nearly got us all killed.
Scottish people don't take kindly to Simon. No.
What were you saying to them?
No, not on radio.
I need that bopper thing.
I think it also might be a little bit insulting to say it in general.
Yeah. If I just push all of them, that's basically what I said.
We got attacked outside when we were having our dinner, didn't we?
Yeah.
Was it you that they...
Some kept, elder lady wanted to get in the tour bus with us.
she liked the, you, didn't she? Yeah.
Banging on the tinted windows for about 20 minutes.
Yeah.
It was one of them stereotypical badly promoted shows. Mm. Like we made all the flyers and posters and stuff, sent them all up to the venue, and they bigged up, like, yeah, we'd do with this, with that. We turned up, it was basically a pub restaurant, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And a posh
place, and I turn up looking like this, and everyone sort of goes, hello. And
as soon as we start playing, literally it was like a queue of people to get out the door.
Yeah, there's people having dinner and they were not impressed that we started playing.
It's all right if you drive an hour and it's a show like that, but if you drive 10 hours and it's a show like that,
we're done,
the eye twitch going on.
We played Dartford the night before, didn't we?
Yeah.
And that was a blinding show.
Yeah, it was.
Drove up to Leicester, got stuck in traffic for a million hours.
Oh, that's horrible.
That was
got to Leicester, had a couple of hours sleep, and then drove the rest of the way to Glasgow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, fun times.
Where was that show? Was it Burton on Trent we played?
Burton on Trent.
That was a really good show, apart from the half woman they were pulling out of the river in a suitcase. With the exception of that, that was a really good day.
He's not going to bring that up, is he?
Oh, he's done it.
And that was nothing to do with us, by the way.
That wasn't as a result of the show.
I'd been on some sort of massive rant, and
that was me.
That was good.
That was a good show, wasn't it?
All the hometown shows were the better shows, weren't they, on that tour? Every time we came back home, did the home shows, they seemed to be better than the ones where we went away. But nobody knows us today. We're still quite new.
Burton on Trent. We can play there again.
Burton on Trent was good.
Yeah, we've been asked back. The landlord with the venue wants us back there.
Cool. What venues would you recommend for bands who might hop over to Kent to do some shows? What place would you recommend?
Beer Cart, definitely.
West Coast
Bar down in Margate.
Margate, yeah.
Yeah, Beer Cart's in Canterbury.
Warmer Castle,
they love you.
Big up the Warmer Castle.
It's a tiny place, but it goes off.
At least if you play at Warmer Castle, they'll stop asking us. Where else do we play down there? Tap and Tin is one of the big ones, but we haven't done it yet.
No.
I don't know anyone. I don't know the right people.
It's too many stairs.
Yeah, there is.
That's a lot of stairs to take your gear up.
Yeah.
Our stuff is very heavy.
And we're very lazy.
You've got a lift, though.
Yeah, we're not hardcore enough, either.
No, we're not. No. Our shirts aren't big enough.
and our trousers aren't small enough.
Our shoes aren't sandy enough.
There's just nothing hardcore about us.
And our hats aren't flat enough.
Hardcore's fruity. In the words of Dan.
Yeah. Fruity, that's what I said.
Oh, well, you can always drag me along. Everyone looks hardcore standing next to me.